Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the show. Delighted that you are with us as we talk University of Miami sports for the next hour. We'll start off with University of Miami baseball. Hurricanes 35-12 for the season, coming off a weekend sweep and a big week coming up with a midweek game against Central Florida, and then a weekend trip against arch rival Florida State as we come down the stretch. Canes playing really good baseball, however, 25-6 at home. I mentioned a three-game sweep over North Dakota State, ranked fifth or sixth in the country, seventh in the country, depending on which poll you take a look at. So in good shape here as we head into the final stretch of the season. And with us right now, University of Miami head coach Gino Demari. Gino, congrats. You scored a bunch of runs this past weekend.
Well, we did, Joe. Guys, it was good to see us swing the bats. That's something we struggled a little bit with as of late. And we came out of the gates both in Friday and Saturday's games, swinging it and hitting a lot of home runs, kind of unusual games where you put up a bunch of runs early in the game. And, you know, that wasn't the case, of course, on Sunday, which kind of in hindsight, I'm glad we played a closer game where we had to you know, we had to come from behind late in that game. But when you look at the overall weekend, it was a positive weekend. We swung the bat really well and hopefully carry that into this week.
You know, I thought, you know, you looked at North Dakota State, you look at the results of the game, probably not reflective of the season that they've had. They've had a very good year. The number one team in the Horizon League, they've played every game on the road, so perhaps some of that caught up to them. But your team did play very well everywhere. I thought the fielding was pretty good. You mentioned you swung the bat, got good pitching as well.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, after Friday and Saturday with those lopsided scores, I'm sure people are probably asking themselves, you know, this team that they're playing from North Dakota, you know, are they any good? And look, they were a team that made the NCAA tournament last year, and it's a lot of the same players are back. They won an NCAA tournament game last year. And when, after Sunday's game, I remember going to the locker room and talking to the coaches saying, that's the team kind of that we expected. And just everything went our way on Friday, Saturday. I think you got to give us credit. We played well on Friday and Saturday, and nothing went their way in those games. Whereas Sunday, we had a battle, and it was a big win. Sunday's win was a big win for our team. And, you know, all these games matter now as you come down the stretch. There's only eight games left. The most important game of the year for us is going to be UCF, without a doubt. That's the next game we play. And at the end of the day, they look at your record at the end of each week. They don't just look at how you did on the weekend. They look at those midweek games. They're also included in those wins and losses. And that's very, very important. We got to make sure that we are ready and not looking ahead, ready to play UCF.
You know, a sidebar note, and you don't have to dive into all the mechanics of this on scheduling. North Dakota State was on your schedule. It's a non-conference. Scheduling non-conference in general, outside of Florida, the University of Florida, which you play all the time, but it's a much bigger challenge today than it was probably 15 years ago or 20 years ago. And one of the reasons is more teams are in conferences today than they were when you played. When you played, there are a lot more independents, fewer conferences. A lot of teams are involved in conference play. So I would imagine it's very difficult now to match up schedules.
Very. It is. Extremely. Exactly for what you just said. teams back in the day loved to come down to Miami. They had plenty of weekends available. But now with everybody being in conference and the conferences, the way they've changed their scheduling where they play basically like we do. They play out of conference early and then they go through straight the back end of their, you know, the second half or really the two thirds of their rest of their season is all in conference. So the availability of teams is just not there. Then you throw in the fact that, well, you might get a team, which we had some teams scheduled prior to North Dakota State, but because of COVID and financial restrictions, budgets, whatnot, hitting schools, we had teams cancel on us. So, you know, it ended up North Dakota State, look, they ended up being a team when we going into the series, RPI wise is probably the highest RPI team we've ever played during exam weekend. Their RPI is very good. And again, it goes back to what I was saying earlier, right? That team's better than what it showed certainly from those first two games. And I think that's, in my opinion, they're going to be another they'll be one of the 64 teams in the NCAA tournament. So it is harder scheduling for all kinds of reasons. And certainly late in the year, exam weekend always is the toughest. Matter of fact, I was just dealing with that in my office with one of our coaches trying to figure out a team to get here for exam weekend in a couple of years. And when you hear one wants to play you, you got to try to, you know, you bite on it and see if you can get them. So we're looking at that right now.
I was talking with Norby on Friday before the game, Norberto Lopez, and you guys. And also, I mentioned the Weecho. I said, man, I think Yo-Yo Morales is the kind of guy, you never know when he could get hot here. We're at the end of the year, so only so many games are available. But he's the kind of guy over could be a three-day stretch, could be a five-day stretch, could be 2 weeks, who knows. He could carry a ball club, and he carried his share this past weekend, became National Player of the Week. He certainly did his share on Friday, Saturday, and especially on Sunday.
Well, he's you know, he's our third hole hitter for a reason. He made some very good plays defensively as well, but he's the guy that I've always said he plays with as much confidence as anybody that we've had here, and he's one of our most talented players. I mean, he's going to be a very high pick next year, assuming he continues to keep developing, which I expect him to do. So, and you're right, he's a guy that can get hot and carry a team, and he did for us. He was huge. And that Sunday game, I mean, he hit a home run the other way, opposite field, and then he, of course, pulled the big one, the three-run home run late where we had fallen behind, went ahead, fell behind, and then his three-run home run ended up being the difference in the game and winning the game for us. So, you know, he's a guy that certainly we want him to catch on fire. He's had a good season, but, you know, and I think everybody, the expectations of him are so high, you know, but there's still a lot of game to be played. I said there's only eight games left, but when you add, you know, the ACC tournament and then the NCAA tournament, and hopefully if we play the well that I know we're capable of, that's a lot of at-bats he still has left. And to be honest, the most important ones, which are, of course, here down the stretch. These are the games that are going to matter the most when you get into the NCAA tournament and all those things.
These midweek games, you've been very good in these midweek games. The one team that got you was UCF. They come in for this week's midweek game, 26-17. They have lost two out of three this past weekend to USF. But a team with Greg Lovelady, they like to put a lot of pressure on the opponent, like to run a lot. So another big game for you this week.
It is. Like I said, it's the biggest game of the year. It's the one we're playing next. They did beat us at their place earlier in the year, and I don't think we were playing quite the baseball that we have played since. And we think we're playing better than what we played earlier in the year. And but it's an important game because these games all count. You know, at the end of the day, at the end of this week, there'll be four games we've played, and they're going to look at how you did in each and every game. In the midweek games, we've been fortunate. We've done a good job overall. I think we've lost, you said UCF, and we lost to Stetson. But I think we've won all of our other midweek games. And so, you know, we just got to make sure we're not looking ahead and focus on UCF and focus on what we need to do to help ourselves be successful.
They've stolen 84 bases this year, or went into the weekend series, has stolen 84 bases, over 100 attempts. Is that a little more unusual now in college baseball? Is college baseball more of a station-to-station type of game now, or do you see more teams that like to run similar to UCF?
Well, there are some teams that still like to run. In our conference, Louisville's a team that seems to run a lot. Of course, they play on turf, and the game's a little bit different, but their coach teaches that style, and you know, I like to run as well, but, you know, you want to be efficient. You don't want to run just to run. It's gotten harder. There's no doubt teams, I think college baseball does a very good job with their pitchers and slowing down the running game, controlling the running game. Guys slide step now. So many guys, and I say college because they do it more in college than they do in even pro ball. And guys are quicker to the plate, which makes it harder to run on. So there is an emphasis on trying to slow down the, you know, the speed game. So, but for us, you know, we got some guys that can run in our lineup. We have faced some teams that run a little bit more than others. Fortunately for us, we're pretty good against the run. Our pitchers do a pretty good job of holding runners. I want to say we're probably one of the top teams in our conference in terms of the least amount of time stolen bases against us. We just, not a lot of teams try because of our pitchers and how well they are in terms of being quick to the plate.
Have you decided, will you throw Garland against UCF, or is that to be determined?
Yes. Yep. No, we're going to throw Garland, yes, against UCF.
Okay. He did a nice job. I think one of the good things for him on Friday, he got a three-inning save. He got his three innings in.
Well, it worked out that that's the way. If the game went, you know, prior to the game, JD and I always meet and talk about how we're going to utilize our pitching and the bullpen. And if we did have a big lead, we wanted Jake to throw on Friday. The earlier, the better. Remember, there was no midweek game last week, which he missed to start. So we wanted to give him an outing. You'd hate for him to have to go a week and a half and not throw in a game. So he was able to throw three innings and then throw a very light bullpen on Sunday so that he's ready for his game on Wednesday. So it worked out good for us.
You know, you mentioned one of the differences between college and pro. I wanted to ask you this. There's a lot of discussion this year in Major League Baseball about the ball. Some think it's the ball is dead, not as many home runs, but more than anything, some pitchers claim it's harder to control, which also has the hitters a little bit on edge. However, in college baseball, after years of trying to figure out the equipment, it seems like you've got the game where you want it to be, where the bat is the right thing, you got the right bat and the right ball. A couple years ago, the ball was dead as could be. It seems like you got the equipment now in college baseball the right way.
I agree with that. I think, you know, you haven't heard much said about the baseball or the bats in recent years, and I'm sure at some point you will. But to me, they've got it about as good as they've had it in a long time with those two you know, things you just discussed with the baseball and the bat. So, you know, I don't know what the numbers show this year for college baseball, and I guess still remains to be seen till the end of the season they can look at it. There are some big numbers out there in terms of home runs and batting averages and things, but it doesn't have anything to do with the bat or the ball. Personally, I think, in my opinion, the umpire strike zone has probably gotten closer to the pro guy strike zone than we've ever had before, because now you have all this TrackMan and this video where these guys are getting evaluated and they can go back and look and see. And so this is just my opinion, but I feel like the strike zone has shrunk a little bit where, you know, they're not calling that pitch that's maybe a ball or a half a ball off the plate like they used to. And again, they still do, don't get me wrong, but I think there's more of an emphasis of trying to be more like pro, which I'm not sure I agree with, but it remains to be seen. But the numbers, I do recall seeing a lot of high numbers in terms of batting averages and home runs when we're facing some of our opponents. But it has nothing to do with the ball or the bats. I think that you're right. They've got the ball and the bat in the right place right now.
Okay, so this weekend you go up to Tallahassee for the annual grudge match against the Florida State Seminoles. Their starting pitching is pretty good. They got a couple of guys, Messick and Hubbard. Hubbard was a ACC Pitcher of the Week. They took two out of three from Boston College. They've got Jacksonville for two in their midweek, but Florida State, Miami, doesn't matter where, doesn't matter when. It's always a hell of a series.
Yeah, and it is, and they're always big, and there's a lot of ramifications to this one. They're trying to fight to maybe possibly host. They're right on the outside looking in, and you know, we're trying to battle to continue to keep playing well to solidify, hosting a regional and possibly a super regional. So, you know, that with that being said, you got the rivalry too, and of course they took it to us last year, and I know our players that are returning players that were in that series and forgotten that. And so, yeah, it's going to be a big series. There's no doubt. I'm sure the crowds should be pretty good, even though they're probably getting out of school, but I would assume their crowds will still be very good. And it's a big one, certainly looking forward to it. But, you know, I know as a coach, I got to make sure that our players, that's something that they got to make sure that their focus is on UCF, because the last thing you want to do is go up there on the weekend coming off of a midweek loss. We don't want to have to do that. So we need to be ready for Wednesday's game.
Yeah, you got a bunch of reunions this week. Got Love Lady on Wednesday. Charles hit 13 home runs for Florida State. There's the how transfer portal works. One day a guy is on your team, the next day he's on your rival. So I guess things you just got to deal with in today's college athletics.
Yeah, that's part of it. Yep, that's part of it. And all sports are dealing with it, and that's just the way it is. So, you know, I know our guys will be excited and looking forward to playing them.
When you go to Tallahassee, rotation-wise, you think you'll be the same?
Yes. Yep, it'll be the same as what we've been going with.
Gino DeMari, our guest here on the show, Miami and Central Florida, coming up this week. It's the midweek game. Canes playing well. They won four in a row. How about the way Jacob Burke swung the bat the other night, or during the series? Friday night, he had 8 RBIs in the game.
Well, he's, you know, another guy that we had a few guys that were struggling there over the last week or two, and it was great seeing him come out of it. He swung the bat well, and he hit balls all over the field, which is something I always look at when I see guys swinging the bat well. He was hit balls pull side. He hit balls the other way. Of course, continues to make some really great plays in the outfield. It's just been a huge, huge pickup for us, and great job by our coaches getting him through the portal and getting him into Miami. And great, great kid, great energy, and just been a great force for us sitting in that 5 spot all year and playing center field.
And then Romero, he's got hot at the right time. Played, as we mentioned last week, played really well against Georgia Tech, and he continues to hit the ball hard for you.
Yeah, Max has been great. You know, a lot of RBIs, been very clutch in the 4 spot. His batting average has now come up quite a bit, where he was hitting in the low 200s, and now he's, you know, up in the 270 range, I think. And so he's been doing well for us. Of course, he's been our main guy behind the plate, which is the most important thing. I mean, the defense as a catcher comes first, and to have a guy that swings the bat, can hit cleanup for you, and be an RBI guy like he has been, that's just a bonus. And so another guy that we're so excited about that we were able to get again through the portal. And so he's important. He's going to be very important for us coming down the stretch.
Gino, did you get a little more competition maybe? Yeah, Garcia in the lineup. He played second, then was a DH. He swung the bat pretty well. Levinson has been in the lineup for you. Does that give you a little more versatility, knowing you've got another guy that can swing the bat? And also, of course, Dorian Gonzalez was able to come back for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's we probably have as deep of a bench as I can recall us having in a long time, and we go to it. And I have a lot of confidence in our players. There's a lot of, you know, the hardest part is the lineup. And, you know, pretty much consistent. The first 5-6 guys have been consistent. But the last 3 hitters or so, and who's playing right and who's DHing and second base, like you had mentioned, we've kind of platooned different guys, basically going off of who we're facing, the pitcher and the matchups, and just trying to create the right situation for a guy to be successful. And so it's been great as a coach being able to make decisions with guys and see that the guys take advantage of it. And this, if you look at our stats with our players, I mean, I can't recall ever having a team where we've played as many guys that have gotten as many opportunities, whether starting or coming off the bench, or both, and doing a good job. Everybody's been contributing, and in big ways. And so we'll continue to do that. We'll continue to play guys that we think are the right guys that fit in the right situation that's going to help us win.
Last thing for you, and kind of a sidebar story for our listeners. You have a player named Renzo Gonzalez who the other night was coming to the plate with a chance for the cycle. He had hit a home run, a triple, and a single, and then he lashed one out there into the alley. It looked like it was going to be close, as if it was going to fall in. The center fielder made a shoestring catch on the play. I asked him after the game, I said, would you have stopped at second if he didn't get there? And he said, he told you, yeah, I was stopping at second.
You know, it's funny. I don't ever really, and that's happened a few times where the kid might have a chance at a cycle, and that's not on my mind. I don't keep track of, he's one hit away from this or that, I'm glad that I didn't have to make the decision to maybe send him on a triple, and he stayed, I guess, in second, because I wouldn't have been thinking like that. But of course, I guess he knew it. So I'm just glad he hit the ball hard. Unfortunately, he got hurt on Sunday's game, diving in at home plate, which, he's thank goodness nothing's broken, but he did hurt his wrist. So he's kind of out for right now. He's not going to be with us certainly on Wednesday, and he might not be with us this weekend, which is a shame because, again, here's another guy we just started, had an unbelievable game. He's come off the bench. He won a game for us earlier in the year against North Carolina on a walk-off. And is a good player. He can do a lot of things for us. He plays left, right, and first. We bring him in late for certain things, for pinch hits. He starts. I've been a great player. Again, goes to what you said earlier. But unfortunately, one of them things happened, and hopefully we'll get him back sooner than later.
All right, Gino. Best of luck this week against UCF and then in Tallahassee against Florida State. Thanks for being with us.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Gino Demari, and we'll continue on the show talking more Hurricanes baseball right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.